2-Minute Drill.
The 2-Minute Drill.
Dan Keenan Allen, I wonder if this is going to be something that lingers. He's 32. Plantar fasciitis has been mentioned. I know it manifests itself. It shows with the heel pain. According to Matt Eberflus, it was a cleat issue. Now it's become something a little bit more serious. I wonder, how will it linger? What do they do without him?
The two injuries that have bothered me for the last month have been Keenan Allen and Ryan Bates, because we haven't been able to get clarity from the people at Hallis Hall about what's going on. And the more you try to sort of obstruct the details of an injury, the more it leads people on the outside to believe that it's more serious. So that's one missed game for Keenan Allen. Let's hope it doesn't become 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and if this is something that's going to linger all year, well, now you've got something else you have to troubleshoot as an offense. You know, my level of anxiety with that one in particular. And again, you know, this comes back to, now I need to see Keenan Allen on a practice field and playing in a football game for 3 consecutive weeks before I go, yep, nothing to see here anymore.
Roma Dunze owned running the wrong route after the game, that miscommunication between quarterback and receiver. You understand, but will it persist? What did you make of the frustration level of the wide receivers? We saw a little bit from DJ Moore as well. He said on the Mullin Haw show the next morning, it was nothing to see here. But what do you make of it?
This goes back to the thought that I have of guys just trying to do too much in regards to just like maybe having too much in their head and not being able to think fast and think freely and think clearly. It just feels like that's been a product of this offense through 2 weeks. We'll see where it goes. Disappointed that Roma Dunze didn't come down with that jump ball in the end zone. Really nice touch throw from Caleb Williams there to a guy who has a track record of catching balls that are contested a little bit. He's got to come down with that. I'll also give him a ton of credit for playing in that football game Sunday. A week ago at this time, we were talking about MRI results and whether Roma Dunze was going to be out for the next month. And he got himself back in shape to play a primetime football game on Sunday night, an absolute example of his toughness and some of the reasons the Bears fell in love with him during the pre-draft process.
Not to be overlooked, the defensive tackles, I thought, played very well at times. Andrew Billings, he obviously forced a fumble. That's in the books. Javon Dexter, I think, is a guy that also had a pretty strong game. I think he was credited with a sack. So those two guys in the middle are coming through for the Bears on that defense.
The Billings takeaway, David, had the potential to be legendary in that moment. I mean, the Texans are on the doorstep of absolutely driving the nail into the coffin there. Even with a field goal, the Bears, who have scored one touchdown all season, are not going to score two in the final 6 minutes of that game. And Andrew Billings, 311 pounds, deep into the fourth quarter of a night game in the Texas heat, finds a way to get the football out. And Kevin Byard finds a way to dig it out from the bottom of a pile. That's a moment that we're not going to talk about enough this week, but it's a moment that tells you how playoff ready this Chicago Bears defense is right now. Now they've got to get the offense to follow them.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the kicking game. Obviously, you look at, you know, there were 6 field goals in that game. 5 of them
long range.
5 of them were for more than 50 yards, and the 6th one was 47 by Fairbairn. But Santos, Cairo Santos, Mr. Santos to Caleb Williams, 53 and a 54-yarder. That's automatic. And also for the second straight game, Torrey Taylor delivered 6 punts, 47.3 average, 45.5 net, 2 inside the 20. The Bears' kicking game is strong, although I would say as strong as any, but you look around the league and the 50-yard field goal is back with a vengeance.
2 weeks ago, we had worries about whether the battery of the Bears' place-kicking operation was going to be smooth enough. Cairo Santos is making that a moot point right now with the way he's kicking the football. Also thought the 59-yarder by Fairbairn was game-changing at the end of the half. The Bears left a little bit too much time on the clock for the Texans, and C.J. Stroud made a couple of plays to get them in field goal range, and then Fairbairn capitalizes, and all of a sudden 13-10 becomes 16-10, and you've lost a little bit of momentum.
Anything else we have overlooked or neglected before we get out of here, Dan?
I think we got a busy week at Hallis Hall this week. I think we're in answer-seeking mode to try to figure out how they're going to fix this offense. Very interested to see how all parties kind of respond to this moment. You know, are guys fleeing the locker room? Are the coaches taking accountability at the podium? How does Caleb Williams step up on that dais where he's been very impressive since April and respond after a couple days of an avalanche of criticism and negativity that has kind of swarmed around the city? It'd be really interesting to see how Wednesday, Thursday, Friday goes down inside the walls of 1920 Football Drive.
just follow your advice and B R E A T H E and make sure you don't G A G.